So we're dealing with
That's good.
The good soil.
Entonces todavía estamos tratando con el la tierra buena.
Okay, it took us a little Fertil. While to get here.
No tomó un tiempo de llegar aquí.
But I believe that the Lord wanted us to deal with the other soils.
Pero yo sí siento y creo que Dios quería que nosotros tratáremonos con los terrenos, los otros terrenos.
You know, I believe that every person that calls himself a believer, I have to, because I'm learning now how to phrase my wording.
Estoy aprendiendo cómo usar mis palabras. Y sí, ahora creo que cada persona que se llama un creyente.
Yeah, because everybody that calls themselves a believer it doesn't mean that they're a believer.
Porque cada persona que se llama un creyente no son.
Yeah, it's the truth. We have to be able to get to a place that we know our own condition.
Tenemos que nosotros llegar a un lugar donde sabemos nuestra propia condición.
Right? And just because you pray, you can pray for 15 minutes, half an hour, 3 hours and not say a word.
Sabrán ustedes que a veces nosotros podemos orar por 15 minutos, una hora o tres horas y todavía no ha dicho ni una palabra.
What I mean is God is like, okay, you're praying out of emotion. As soon as you start praying my word, then we can partner.
Porque a veces oramos basado en nuestras emociones y no la palabra de Dios.
You know,
entonces Dios está ahí. Cuando tú comienzas a orar mi palabra, entonces presta atención.
I think that one of the biggest misunderstandings in the church is prayer.
Una de las cosas más grandes que muchos no entienden en la iglesia es la oración.
And I praise God that our pastor Carlos and Maria Almendares is going to start this cultivating a constant approach.
Le damos gracias, Señor, porque nuestros pastores en Massachusetts van a comenzar la clase cautivando. How you say approach? Constant approach, constante.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So.
Let me get it, because I don't like not knowing.
You know, we were talking about this in spiritual authority class.
Estábamos hablando esto sobre en la clase esta mañana.
You know, you can cast your burden. You can come in the flesh and cast your burdens unto the Lord. That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah, sí te puedes acercar y darle al Señor tus cargas.
But at some point there has to be an exchange of wishes.
Pero y sí te puedes acercar al Señor y decirle tu carga, pero tiene que llegar un momento donde tú cambia tus deseos.
You know, you start off in the
o tú le das tu deseos para su respuesta.
You start off
cultivando un enfoque constante. Thank you.
You start off in the flesh, but then you end up in the spirit.
Uno a veces comienza en la carne, pero termina en el espíritu.
Right, because if you're in the flesh and you're praying your will, and you're trying to force God to do your will.
That's the majority of the time. That's how we start. La mayor de las veces comenzamos nosotros orando nuestra voluntad, nuestra propia voluntad, y diciéndole al Señor lo que nosotros deseamos y queremos.
And then what happens is that we enter into prayer. We tell God, you know, like in the flesh, we're talking to God, and then we don't have that exchange of wishes, and we stop our prayer early, and then I pray today. Oh.
Entonces lo que sucede es que a veces llega el momento donde le estamos orando y diciéndole al Señor nuestra voluntad y no hay un intercambio de deseo y paramos muy pronto y nos vamos y no pensamos que sí oramos.
When there has to be, our goal should be praying the Lord's will all the time.
Cuando nuestra meta debe ser que debemos estar orando la voluntad de Dios,
you know,
todo el tiempo.
And that's where the Holy Spirit is vital
Y ahí donde el Espíritu Santo es muy necesario y vital.
You know, the Bible says that who knows the thoughts of man if not the Spirit of man.
La Biblia no dice quién conoce los pensamientos de Dios, sino
el hombre.
El hombre, sino el Espíritu Santo.
No. ¿Quién conoce los pensamientos del hombre sino el Espíritu del hombre? A lo mismo, ¿quién sabe los pensamientos de Dios sino el Espíritu de Dios? You know, who knows the thoughts of man if not the Spirit of man? Same thing goes with God. You know, who knows the thoughts of the Father if not the
Holy Spirit?
Not the Holy Spirit, right? So that's why having a relationship with the Holy Spirit is so vital.
Very important.
Because then
es por eso que
he knows the thoughts of the Father.
Amén. Es por eso que teniendo una relación y comunicación con el Espíritu Santo es muy vital y importante porque él sí conoce los pensamientos del Padre.
Sí, so then we partner with the Holy Spirit.
Entonces nos venimos a compromiso con el Espíritu Santo.
Right, and we cast our burdens. Yeah, we give all that stuff to him.
Y se la damos toda, nuestra carga se la damos toda al Espíritu Santo.
And God's like, yeah, give me that. You're not supposed to be carrying
y
all that
Dios
burden.
Y Dios te dice, dame toda esa carga porque tú no debes llevarla.
Right, but then we spend time. You know, one of the greatest expressions of love is shown is
time. Time. Una de las expresiones de amor es tiempo. Yep. Oh, I love when people spend time with me.
Yeah.
Hint, hint.
You know, you love on God, you spend time with him.
Cuando uno ama a Dios, uno pasa tiempo con él.
Yeah, you know, he's on your mind all day. It's just like,
él está en tu mente, tú le adoras.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you express your thoughts, and then
tú expresas tus pensamientos.
And he ministers, and that's the Holy Spirit is there.
Y tú comienzas a ministrarle, y el Espíritu Santo está ahí guiándote.
Yeah, so I want to encourage you.
Y le quiero animar a la iglesia.
To always pray the will or the will and the word.
Siempre ora la voluntad y la palabra.
How many understand that?
¿Lo entienden?
How many want results to your prayers?
¿Cuántos aquí quieren tener resultados a tus oraciones?
Make sure you're praying the will of God and the word of God.
Asegúrate que está orando la voluntad de Dios y la palabra de Dios.
Right? The will of God might come, you know, it could come in rema or it can come in the written word.
La palabra de Dios, la respuesta puede venir rema, algo que él te da en el momento, o a través de la palabra escrita, que está aquí la Biblia.
Yeah, so again, we're dealing with the good soil.
Entonces, de nuevo, estamos tratando con la tierra fértil.
Say with me, I'm good soil.
Di conmigo, yo soy tierra fértil.
Say with me again, I'm good soil.
Di conmigo, yo soy tierra fértil.
Amen. Right, the seed that fell on the wayside did not produce fruit.
La semilla que cayó al lado de la cajetera no produció fruto.
Right, the one that fell on the rocky ground, it tried to go deep, but it didn't happen.
Y aquella que cayó a través de las piedras trató, pero nada sucedió.
Right, the sun came out. When it got hot outside, it burnt up the plant, right?
Cuando salió el sol, marchitó la mata.
Right? So when things are getting hot or whatever, and we feel like we're withering away, is it because we have to deal with it? That means that there's rockiness somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Y cuando la vida se está poniendo bastante fuerte y sentimos que nos estamos como marchitando, entonces tenemos que buscar qué habrá dentro de nosotros que es terreno pedregoso.
Again, it doesn't bother me to repeat myself.
A nosotros no nos molesta de repetirnos.
Because I believe that the more you hear something, the more you're gonna
porque yo sí
receive
creo
it.
Que cuando uno escucha algo varias momentos o veces, la persona lo va a recibir el mensaje en total.
You know, if you're a person that when things get hot, you receive the word with joy, and then when things start to get hot, you get burnt up, and you feel like you it's like you get dry, and it's because those roots didn't go deep.
Yeah.
there has to be an awareness of your condition.
Tiene que haber una advertencia de nuestra condición.
¿Dónde
estamos?
Because you're too important.
Porque cada uno aquí son muy importantes.
And he who the Son sets free is free indeed.
Y aquel que el Hijo de Dios ha liberado, lo ha liberado de verdad.
And his promises are yes and amen in him.
Y si sus promesas son sí y amén en él.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Yeah, you are more than conquerors. These are all seeds.
Ustedes sí son más que vencedores.
Right? Not only are you a conqueror, but you're more than a conqueror.
Son semillas. Y no simplemente son un conquistador, pero son más que vencedores.
Amen. So be it. That's what it means. Right? So be it.
Ajá.
Okay, but there's a process.
Decir, así sea.
But we have to be involved and participate in our own growth.
Amén. Entonces hay un proceso y todos aquí tenemos que ser partícipe en nuestro propio crecimiento.
How many understand that?
¿Todos entienden eso?
Right? You have to participate in your growth.
Tienes que participar en tu propio crecimiento.
If you feel like the cares of this world,
si tú sientes que los las cargas de este mundo,
you know, and the pleasures you know, like you're going after other pleasures of other stuff,
o te sientes que está yendo detrás de los placeres de este mundo,
you know, and you feel like the words like it's the words like trying to overtake, but it's like
la palabra está tratando de entrar.
Yeah, that ground, that situation is the seed that fell upon the thorns.
Entonces esa situación es la semilla cayó entre los espinos.
And so if that's you, then you have to understand how to change that.
Entonces si ese eres tú, entonces tú tienes que entender cómo cambiar eso.
Right, you have to remove all these obstacles.
Tienes que sacar por el medio todos estos obstáculos.
Because the seed that's not planted is powerless.
Porque la semilla que no es sembrada no tiene poder.
And we're trying to get to the place where the seed as when it's that it will accomplish what it was sent out to do.
Y estamos tratando de llegar al punto nivel que la semilla cumple lo que ella fue enviada para hacer.
Amen. Right? So that's why it's like, okay, I'm good soil. Say, I'm good soil.
Entonces diga conmigo, yo soy terreno fértil.
So if we feel like there is a care of the world, right? Si pensamos que hay un,
how you say care, haceres. Si uno piensa que hay haceres del mundo, de la vida.
You know, or if you feel like you like it's if you feel like the temperature is getting too high and you can't bear it.
Que la temperatura se está poniendo caliente.
Then make an adjustment.
Entonces haga un ajuste.
How many know what I'm trying to tell you? Okay, make an adjustment.
Got to get rid of some stuff or people.
Right? Because God's got too many benefits for you.
Porque Dios tiene muchos beneficios para ti. Entonces tiene que haber unos ajustes.
So all we have to do is make adjustments.
Entonces
so
tenemos que hacer un ajuste.
So that we can receive what God has already released.
Para que nosotros podamos recibir lo que ya Dios ha desatado.
You see, fruit came out of the good soil.
El fruto salió de la tierra fértil.
The one that was disciplined enough to remove the thorns and the rocky and the wayside.
Salió de aquella persona que se disciplinó para sacar todo lo que le molestaba.
How many are with me so far?
¿Cuántos están con nosotros? Es bien entendido.
So we, you know, Let's go to Proverbs chapter 4. We're going to go back over there again.
Okay.
That's where the Lord is leading
vamos
me.
A regresar.
I'm going to go over this because now there's going to be a deeper understanding because of what we learned in spiritual authority class this morning. So
ahora
I'm going to go back to this verse.
Vamos a regresar porque ahora van a ver un entendimiento un poco más de lo que yo compartí esta mañana durante la clase autoridad espiritual.
You
vamos a Proverbio 4.
You ever read a verse, then you heard a truth, and then you went back to that verse, and then you saw it totally different?
Han leído un verso. Sorry. Han escuchado un verso, escuchado una verdad, entonces tú regresas para atrás en ese verso.
Proverbs chapter 4, starting from verse 20.
Comenzando en verso 20.
Look what it says. It says, "My son, be attentive to my words."
Mi hijo, atiende a mis consejos.
Sounds like God's trying to persuade you.
Se escucha que el Señor te está persiguiendo, te quiere convencer.
You see, I told you. I told you. See, some people got it and the other ones don't. So I'm going to let you, I'm going to bring you up to date of what they just learned. Okay? So there is a process.
Hay un proceso para aquellos que no estuvieron esta mañana.
Okay, there is a process.
Hay un proceso
to get to bearing fruit.
Para llegar al punto de dar frutos.
And it all depends,
y todo depende,
on who's persuading you.
A quién te está persiguiendo.
You see, because whatever you're listening to,
porque lo que tú le estás escuchando,
whatever you're seeing,
o lo que tú estás viendo,
has a possibility of putting you in a position that whatever it is will influence you to have a settled posture.
Porque tiene la posibilidad de ponerte en posición de tener una postura establecida.
You ever heard somebody say something, say and repeat it, you know, and kind of, and then the person ended up believing what that person was saying?
Tú has tenido una experiencia donde tú estás con alguien y te están diciendo la misma cosa, la misma cosa, la misma cosa, y porque tú la has escuchado tantas veces, lo que te está comunicando, tú estás convencido que esa es verdad.
You know, actually, you know what that is? I don't know the terminology, but that's psychological warfare. It's actually used at war.
Yeah, it's brainwash.
Yeah. So we always, that's how come the word of the Lord is always like, man, you know, like be careful what you're listening to, you know. Don't
always
listen to the stranger's voice.
Yeah,
hear this.
Always giving his warnings.
Yeah.
Es por eso que la palabra de Dios siempre nos está dando advertencia. Ten cuidado con quién le está escuchando. Ten cuidado en la conversación que está llevando.
Did you know you're at war?
¿Conoce ustedes que ustedes están en guerra?
And the enemy knows how to use your feelings.
Yeah, y el enemigo sabe cómo usar tus sentimientos. Yeah, no, it's true. And it happens to all of us.
Yeah. And I don't want to get into the depthness of the...
Watch the video.
Watch the video, Spiritual Authority. I highly recommend this one. Mm-hmm. You know, watch it.
It'll be on our page today.
But we receive a persuasion.
Mm-hmm. Nosotros recibimos una persuasión.
If we... listen to my wording. If we receive a persuasion,
si recibimos la persuasión,
then that will have a good chance of becoming a settled posture.
Eso tiene la posibilidad de establecerse nuestra alma una postura establecida.
And then you're going to act and you're going to speak according to what has been established.
Entonces nosotros actuamos y hablamos según lo que ha sido establecido.
Understand?
Entiende.
So, imagínate, like, girl, did you hear what happened to old boy?
I love Nidia's laugh.
Right? I got to bring it down so that we can all understand what's going on here.
Lo tengo que explicar así para que todos entendamos.
Right?
Imagínate que alguien te dice, muchacha, tú sabes lo que no, pasó con el tipo.
No me gusta el bochinche, pero me entretiene.
I don't like gossip, but it sure entertains me. Sip.
You know, just so that we're clear. Just so that we're clear.
Para que estemos en seguro.
I hate gossip.
Yeah. El pastor no le gusta el bonchinche.
I hate it. It's destructive. It kills.
Yeah.
You shouldn't talk about.
El chisme mata, el chisme divide, el chisme
literally
destruye.
It's part of the commandments. Thou shalt not bear false witness.
Y es parte de los 10 mandamientos. No debemos dar testigo falso. And that's what happens.
Yeah, but then you get caught up, girl.
Uh-huh. And,
and then you're like. What's the tea? There's even a phrase. What's the tea, girl?
Don't forget the little pinky, Iván.
You are dragging on giving me the info. Let's go.
Te estás deteniendo de darme la información.
It's tea party time. Don't invite me to the tea party. I'm gonna crash that.
No me inviten a tea party. Well, if you invite me to preach at your tea party, I'll break that cup.
You see, I can give you the technical. We went over the technical, biblical, uh-huh, sound,
nosotros
background and process.
En esta clase los técnico, bíblicamente el proceso de lo que sucede y cómo la palabra ella misma se expalda. Back up.
How many times, right? You heard something, and then after you heard something from somebody, you look at that person totally different.
¿Cuántas veces a ti te han dicho algo de una persona y la próxima vez que tú ves a esa persona, tú ves a esa persona totalmente diferente? Yeah.
Now you're reacting to something that somebody said.
Yeah, entonces ahora tú estás reaccionando según lo que te dijeron. It's so true. That's so nasty. Yeah.
That's why we need Jesus. So instead of treating that other person like a soul, you're treating them according to the influence that you received.
Like an enemy, yeah. Y deber de uno tratar a esa persona como una arma, con amor y ternura, y comenzamos a tratar a esa persona con maldad y enojo, que ni te corresponde a ti.
So, question is,
entonces la pregunta es,
who and what is persuading you?
¿Quién o qué te está persuadiendo? Amen.
Does that make any sense? That's why, you know, the Bible talks about exercising the senses.
Es por eso que la palabra dice que debemos persuadir this. Okay. A darle ejercicio a los sentidos.
Right? We've received the spirit of power, love, and self-discipline.
Nosotros hemos recibido el espíritu de amor y poder y de dominio propio.
Pero pastor, es que tengo que bochinchar.
But pastor, you don't know.
Yo nací así.
I was born like this.
Jonas, I know that's, I'm telling you because this is what I've heard before in the past.
Oh my God.
Right? Si Jonas, así, ¿quién yo soy?
This is how I am. This is how I've always been. He created, no, they blame God. He created me like this. Don't blame God for your.
No, es que no hay excusa. No hay excusa. Mira.
There's no excuse.
Si naciste así, entonces tienes que nacer de nuevo.
Yeah, if you were born like that, Then you need to be reborn. Man, that's good.
Tienes que cambiar. Nueva criatura es.
Yes, new creation I am.
Eso es una semilla.
Yeah, that's a seed.
Lo viejo es pasado, es aquí todo son hecha nueva. Yeah. Gloria a Dios. Yeah. Trying to get to the text.
Right.
What?
Exactly.
Really? My son, be attentive to my words.
Hijo mío, atiende a mis consejos.
Is it 12 o'clock?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Lord Jesus. No tea parties. My son, be attentive to my words.
Mi hijo mío, atienda a mis consejos.
See, he wants you to be attentive to his words.
Hijo mío, presta atención a mis palabras.
My sheep hear my voice, and a strangers they're not going to follow.
Mis ovejas escuchan mi voz y al extranjero no le van a seguir.
You say, it doesn't matter what men say.
No importa lo que dice el hombre.
What does your heavenly father say?
¿Qué dice tu padre celestial?
I don't care what a report says.
No me importa lo que dice un reporte.
What does the word have to say?
¿Qué dice la palabra de Dios en esa situación?
We have to understand and be aware of what's persuading you.
Nosotros tenemos que entender y estar a la alerta lo que nos está persuadiendo.
Because whatever is trying to have an influence on you, yeah, can take roots.
Yes, porque todo lo que te está acercando se puede tomar raíces.
It can become a settled posture within you.
Porque eso se puede establecer y convertir tu postura según eso.
And then you start to talk and say and, yeah, move according to what you have.
Entonces,
accepted.
Tú comienzas a caminar, a vivir y a moverte y a hablar según lo que tú ya has aceptado.
You know, sometimes we even I don't even know why I can't
get it
pass.
Yeah.
I can't pass this. You know, sometimes we say things and we're like, where did that come from?
Alguna vez nosotros decimos algo y nos hacemos la pregunta, pero ¿de dónde vino eso?
Like something happened, you know, and then you act, you know, it's just something happened and you're like, man, yeah, but that's not.
A veces actuamos de una manera y nos preguntamos, pero espérate, eso no soy yo.
Like, you know what you're supposed to do, but something,
yeah,
in you,
sabemos,
just propelled you.
Sabemos lo que debemos hacer, pero algo que aceptamos adentro de nosotros nos movió según.
How many understand? Right? Like, you know what to do all of a sudden, but.
No, but I'm going to do it this way.
But your heart took over and just, it was a reaction.
Yeah.
That's a good teaching moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good teaching moment. I think the Lord is trying to tell you, be attentive to my word.
Yo pienso que el Señor nos está comunicando que prestamos atención a su palabra. Yeah.
Yeah. Let my word influence you.
Permite que mi palabra te influenza.
Meditate on my word day and night.
Medite mi palabra día y noche.
You ever heard watch this. You ever heard a gossip and then you meditated on that all day?
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, come on.
Yeah. And change my attitude.
You ever heard something?
¿Has escuchado un chisme o has estado envuelto en una conversación y a través de lo que tú escuchaste, tú pensaste en eso y meditaste en eso todo el día?
Pero pastor, me bailó un merengue en el nervio y ahora le quiero tumbar la cabeza.
Pastor, they danced on my very last nerve, and now I want to knock off their head.
Y mira, mira,
yeah,
Estoy
that happened to me several years ago. I actually did.
Me afectó tanto que ni puedo dormir.
I did. It affected me so much that I can't sleep. Oh my God. I need my milk. It does. It has happened.
Se están riendo porque es la verdad.
Yeah, you guys are laughing because it's the truth.
Y si uno no sabe cómo crecer, el enemigo lo va a seguir haciendo.
Yeah. And if a person does not know how to grow, then the enemy is going to continue to chase that person.
Por eso es que algunas veces tuve una persona.
Yeah.
You know, keep on my arm's length, or you know what I mean, or just like
don't
give them too much access.
Yeah. Por eso alguna vez te tenemos, it's a decision. Y tú tienes que hacer, no traiga a esa persona acá, don't bring them.
You know what, you could cut that real quick, because once they start, you can give them word, they'll stop.
Yeah, cuando una persona te invita en una conversación, y yo digo que comienza, tú tienes la autoridad y el poder de parar esa conversación negativa con la palabra de Dios. Y cuando uno lo hace, esa persona no te va a seguir hablando. Yeah. Se aleja.
My son, be attentive to my word.
Mi hijo, presta atención a mis palabras.
My word.
Mi palabra.
My word that calls you more than conqueror.
Mi palabra que te llama más que vencedor.
My word that says that I am your refuge, I am your strength.
Mi palabra que dice que yo soy tu refugio, yo soy tu fortaleza.
My word that tells you that you are blessed coming and going.
Mi palabra dice que tú eres bendecido saliendo y regresando.
My word that describes you as being the head and not the tail.
Mi palabra que te describe siendo la cabeza y no la cola.
My word that says to you that you are blessed in the city and blessed in the field.
Mi palabra dice que tú eres bendecido en la ciudad y en la campo.
My word that says that anything that you put your hands to will prosper.
That's it. Mi palabra dice que todo lo que tú pongas tu mano será prosperado. Hallelujah.
Instead of hearing somebody, you didn't go to school, how are you going to be able to open up that business?
Yeah. Deber de escuchar a la voz de extranjero que te dice, ay, pero tú no fuiste a la escuela, ¿cómo tú vas a abrir ese negocio?
That came from the pit of hell.
Ajá, eso vino del infierno.
You know what my father says?
¿Tú sabes lo que dice mi padre?
That I have his mind.
Yo tengo su mente. Come on. That's it. That right there.
I got the, as he is, so am I in this world.
Tal como él es, yo soy también aquí en la tierra.
I'll create my business. He's the creator.
Él es el creador y yo puedo crear mi negocio. Yeah. Don't let a stranger's voice stop you.
Mm-mm. You go to papi.
Yeah. You go to dad. Vayan a papá.
You go to papi.
Yes. Yes, he will.
Yeah. He'll give you wisdom and revelation.
And he'll connect you with the right people.
Right? Listen to his voice.
Because he got connections, the right ones.
Every time you're going to try to do something to improve yourself, somebody's going to try to knock you down.
Cada vez que tú estás tratando de mejorar tu vida o tu posición, va a haber alguien que va a acercarse para tratar de tumbar tu nota.
Some people don't like seeing other people succeed.
Hay gente que no le gustan verte prosperar. Say bye, Charlie.
Who do you think you are? You think that you above all this?
En que comienzan a decirte cosas erróneas.
Who do I think I am? I'm a child of the living God.
¿Qué tú te piensas que yo soy? Yo soy un hijo de Dios. And you got to be bold to say it like that. Be bold. You got boldness in you. I've done it, and I love the unfriend option. Boom, bye. I ain't got time.
My child, be attentive to my words. My
Hallelujah.
Words.
Hallelujah. Mi hijo, presta atención a mis palabras.
Listen very carefully.
Escuchen
and I'm going to close with this.
Y vamos a cerrar con esto.
Words hurt, especially when it comes from the people that you love.
Palabras duelen, especialmente cuando vienen de personas que tú amas.
But just because they say words doesn't mean that that's who you are.
Pero simplemente porque ellos dicen palabra no quiere decir que ese es eres tú. Es quien tú eres. Gracias. Es quien tú eres.
And then your posture is not to retaliate, but to pray.
Ah. Entonces tu postura no es ir contra ella, esa persona, es que tú ora. Yeah. Go to the Holy Ghost
right?
First.
Your enemy, look it, your enemies will be those from your own household.
Tu enemigo serán de tu propio lugar.
The Bible's warning you guys, hey, you know, your worst enemies are going to be the ones from your own house.
La palabra de Dios nos da la advertencia que nuestros enemigos son aquellos que nos conocen.
But then what does the Bible say? How do you treat your enemies? You love them.
You love them and you pray for them. That's it.
See, because our battle is not against flesh and blood, it's against
porque
principalities.
Porque nuestra batalla no es contra sangre y carne, es contra principados, principios malignos de este mundo.
Right? Principalities, rulers of the. Here, I'm gonna give you a little
horrible
insight. When you're coming against a principality, you don't look up. He's under your feet.
Cuando uno
you need to understand that.
Tienes que entender que cuando uno está orando y está combatiendo contra el enemigo, tú miras para abajo, no para arriba, porque está abajo de tus pies.
But pastor, the Bible says that the demons are in the first heavenlies. Uh-huh. You want to get all spiritual in the text. Uh-huh.
Entonces uno se convierte bien espiritual. Pero pastor, la palabra dice que yo están en la atmósfera.
Oh, so you're using scripture. Okay, so the Bible says that I'm seated in heavenly places.
Yeah, está usando. La palabra misma dice que yo estoy sentado juntamente con Jesucristo en los lugares celestes.
So if they're in the first one, I'm on the third, buddy. I'm up there. I'm sitting up there. You under me. You're under my feet.
That blessed me.
Already defeated.
Yeah. In fact, they're a footstool.
You understand, church?
Entienden. That's why you got to know the word.
See, watch. If you let those things affect you, your prayer will change.
Yeah. Si tú permites que esas cosas te afecten, tus oraciones van a ser afectadas y van a cambiar.
But if you hear his voice, then you're
going to
align yourself with his will.
Tú te vas a alinear según su voluntad.
And you're going to see kingdom results.
Y tú vas a ver los resultados del reino.
You can start off in the flesh. That's fine. Yeah. Everybody does. I do it.
Todos nosotros comenzamos en la carne.
I even kick La Pastora and Lucy out. You know, I used to kick them out of the house. I got to deal with the guys. We're gonna have a conversation here. Me and God. Yeah.
That's okay. Just give me the credit card. I'll go anytime.
You know, we all start off like that in the flesh, and but then something happens, man, because then
man,
there's a shift.
Yes.
You know, there's a shift, and then he comes and embraces you, and you feel his love and his mercy and his goodness. And, oh, man, and then there's an exchange of wishes. You give him your birth, and then he gives you his will and his strength, you know, and his comfort and his peace. And then you leave out of that. How many of you have ever walked into prayer all messed up, you got out, and you were all strengthened? It's the beauty of prayer, right? Beauty of prayer. Let's pray.
God bless you. God bless you, Facebook. We love you.
Love you guys.
Amen.
Peace.
Amen. Praise God.